hammered by more attacks. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Russia launching a barrage of missiles and drones.
The air defense is working quite well. Even before the Ukrainians start using the Patriot missile defense system, they say that 69 cruise missiles were launched today. Only 15 got through, and all 11 Iranian-made drones were shot down. But there is damage to critical infrastructure, and two people were killed in Kharkiv.
Fox's Nate Foy in Kyiv. Southwest Airlines expects to return to normal operations tomorrow after slashing about two-thirds of its schedule in recent days. The airline struggling to recover from the weekend storm that left hundreds of pilots and flight attendants stranded. Many Long Island residents are calling for a newly elected representative to resign before taking office.
New York free, Santos free.
Residents of New York's 3rd Congressional District say George Santos should not be sworn in as a U.S. House member next week. Santos admitted lying about his education, work history, and a Jewish heritage. While Nassau County officials have opened an investigation, the national GOP has largely kept quiet. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Soccer legend Pelé has died.
Growing up in poverty in Brazil, his first balls were usually grapefruits or socks stuffed with newspaper. But a young 15-year-old phenom from Sao Paulo would get his chance to play for Santos FC. Pelé would lead Santos to 6 national titles, going on to be at the core of a Brazilian national squad that dominated the World Cup stage with wins in 1958, 1962, and 1970. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The Vatican says Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI is lucid, conscious, and stable, but his condition remains serious. That a day after officials revealed that the 95-year-old's health had deteriorated recently. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore 3 decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
There's growing concern China's sudden rolling back of COVID-19 laws could lead to new variants of the disease.
No new variants have been detected so far, but China's track record is one of being hesitant to share data, so trust levels are not very high. China's reopening has seen a huge spike in cases and hospitalizations among a population that has low immunity. The US and Japan have each brought in a negative test requirement for passengers from China. South Korea, Taiwan, and Italy are taking action too. Beijing says it has always shared information responsibly with the World Health Organization. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Some parents in Virginia are accusing Thomas Jefferson High School in Alexandria of hiding students' National Merit Scholar Awards.
1.5 million students enter the National Merit Scholar Competition. About 50,000 qualify. Parents were reportedly told that teachers dropped off certificates unceremoniously on students' desks. Another parent reportedly claims when he confronted a school official, he was told they didn't want to offend other students and make them feel bad.
Fox's David Spunt. Thomas Jefferson High School claims it called the universities that students applied to and told them about the award. The happiest place on earth is reminding people to be happy or else.
The Disney Company is posting reminders to guests of both Disneyland Resort in California and Walt Disney World in Florida that they need to be kind and courteous to one another. The message appears on their websites and is reportedly in response to an increased amount of fighting among guests at the amusement parks and hotels. They also warn to show common courtesy to Disney employees working at the resorts, and those who can't, the park's website say, will be made to leave. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.